podcast lo voy a hacer en español, para hablar sobre Puerto Rico y el huracán Sofía. Realmente mis oraciones para toda mi familia y amistades allá en Puerto Rico. Realmente los huracanes que han pasado, las tormentas que han pasado en mi isla, hemos aprendido muchísimo a ser más unidos con todo eso. Hemos recibido tantas lecciones de vida, porque mucha gente se ha unido de diferentes lugares a ayudar a Puerto Rico, de diferentes culturas, diferentes backgrounds. Entonces podemos ver la calidad humana justo en esos momentos cuando más necesitamos. Yo espero que eso siga sucediendo así, que las personas sigan uniéndose y ayudando a nuestro país, a Puerto Rico, especialmente en las situaciones ahora con tantos huracanes, tantos cambios climatológicos, tantas situaciones que nos han afectado como país, como isla. Y realmente muy agradecida por todas las oraciones que se le han hecho a través de social media, todas las ayudas que han hecho, especialmente David Begnaud, que siempre está al tanto de nuestra isla, es un puertorriqueño más honorario, so muchísimas gracias para él. Entonces, y para muchas personas más que también han hecho muchísimo, especialmente de nuestra isla y celebridades y de Estados Unidos que han ayudado a nuestra isla y que sigan ayudando, que nuestro país necesita mucho, Puerto Rico necesita mucho, especialmente en momentos ahora donde han habido tantos huracanes como el huracán María, el huracán Fiona, creo que el huracán Irene, también que con tantas inundaciones pues muchos hogares se han visto afectados, más sufrieron unos terremotos no hace mucho tiempo atrás y que también afectaron las estructuras, las residencias, las calles. Eso realmente espero que sigan viniendo las oraciones y las ayudas a nuestro país y que no queden pues abandonadas las personas que necesitan ayuda en la isla. Espero que todos estén bien. Esta vez, gracias a Dios, pues no ha sido algo muy grande, pero sí fue más grande de lo que la gente esperaba por el tipo de lluvia. Fueron bastantes pulgadas de lluvia que cayeron, que desbordaron ríos y cosas así. Hubieron deslices. Bueno, lo pueden ver en las noticias y sigan los reportajes que están pasando en la televisión todavía, en Guapa América, en los reportajes de CNN, de David Maynard y diferentes cosas, que puedan enterarse de lo que está pasando en la isla. Y no dejen de darnos nuestro apoyo, darnos un apoyo a nosotros. Muchísimas gracias. Que tengan buen día. I just want to say, right now Puerto Rico has gone through a bad storm. It is the storm Fiona, and we barely recovered from Maria and from the hurricane and from the tornadoes. The earthquakes. I apologize, the earthquakes that we had in the island, and so basically, we've gone through a lot. Our country of Puerto Rico has gone through a lot, our little island. But again, like I was saying earlier on my early podcast in Spanish, we've gone through so much that we became more stronger and united. And I definitely appreciate all the help and support that Puerto Rico has received from the United States and other countries, from people from many areas, many backgrounds. So I do appreciate that. Please keep your help and prayers coming. A lot of people in Puerto Rico, you know, have lost properties, their homes, their animals. Some have lost even a family member. I think there was one or two deaths in Puerto Rico recently with this hurricane, with this storm, I mean. But mostly, there's a lot of damage to properties because the homes were not basically ready, and properties were not, and even the land was not ready to survive another hurricane like this, because, you know, the land is being affected by so much from Hurricane Maria through the all of the earthquakes that were like level 5 and 6, category 5 and category 6. There were very strong damage, so many properties and houses and land, roads and highways and things like that. So definitely Puerto Rico, I'm sure after this storm, it's gonna have to go through some sort of restructuring again. There was a lake that recently got overflowed, same lake that got overflowed in Maria, and basically it just, the whole area got flooded, and a bridge was totally destroyed, and the water basically pushed it out, and because of the strength of all that flooding. And it was a metal bridge that was recently constructed in Utuado, and in Puerto Rico it's like huge lake, so it was flooded, it got destroyed. There's so many places like that were difficult for the emergency responders to actually go to certain areas to make sure they have electricity, to make sure people were safe and were taken out of those areas, because some people didn't move when they were told to. Unfortunately, you know, like happening in many places, that some people don't believe it's going to be that bad, or they're decide that they're going to wait it out and thinking, oh no, our house is going to be able to actually go through this storm and nothing's going to happen. That's the mentality. But in reality, even if it's a small storm, just because of all the prior situations and natural disasters that Puerto Rico has gone through, I don't think our land was really ready to, and the houses, to basically take another storm. And this was only category 1. I don't know if it went to category 2. I believe so. That was the thing that I heard in the news last night. I believe it did went to category 2. If I'm mistaken, somebody can correct me and let me know. But it did damage a lot. And I did saw on the news a woman that lost her home completely. And she lost her chickens, and she lost a pig. She couldn't find her pig. And so it was like in the country, obviously. It looks like a farming area. And it is sad. She said she has some other animals that she believed they were okay, but she didn't see them. So she was going to look for them. And then she was also asking for, if she would get any help from the municipality, from the city governor. She didn't want to go to be living in a project when she was used to live in the country, have her own house. And she had told them so many times before that that area wasn't safe, that a flood or a mudslide could damage her home, and she needed some help in getting her property safeguarded. So it looks like that didn't happen. She didn't receive the help she needed, unfortunately, and she ended up losing her whole house. And it was very sad seeing that. It really touched my heart. I wish I could do something for that woman, but I know the reporter told her that she was going to work with her so she could get her house back, or she could get a house and not end up in a project. So hopefully that is something that happens for that woman, because it really, she stole my heart. It really made me sad seeing her pain. I literally felt her pain. It was really disastrous seeing so much flood and so much damage to such a tiny island after what we saw with Hurricane Maria. Again, the island is not ready for any of that. So any prayers and help to our island from anybody, and that will be awesome for people. Doesn't matter you're Spanish or not, you're from Puerto Rico or not, If you lend your hand, that would be greatly appreciated. I'm sure that hopefully the government and FEMA does help those people that had lost properties and have damage to, you know, their cities and their areas where they live. So I don't know what to tell except that some areas were not affected, thank God, but the ones that were affected, it did serious damage. It did. So it's sad to see that. Anyhow, again, much love to my island. A lot of prayers. We're humble people. We're people that always lend a hand to others. So it is good that we receive the love and help from many other people as well. And thank you again. Have a great day.